Tom, I guess we've talked about this in the past, or I've asked you questions. I know you're looking at 24-hour a day. And
yes, the water plant, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Roughly, in a 24-hour period of time, how many ton would you expect to go through the wash plant? Kind of an idea, or tonnage-wise?
About 500 ton.
About 500 ton.
And roughly, water-wise, do you know how much water you'd be using then?
Currently, our application is for 470-gallon per minute high-cap wells. We would expect that would be enough, with obviously having a recycle plant as well.
As far as the recycle plant, your first pond initially, would you do with the same? How many gallons would you put in there, you know, to start out? 10,000 gallons, 20,000?
In the wash pond,
yes.
The wash pond will probably be, I would say, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 million gallon capacity. We'd have to put enough in it, but you're going to want to fill it to start with. Mm-hmm. So that as you use water and then bring it back, you're just continually recycling it. You have to add to that as you loosen the water when the wet sand is taken out, because that's going to have moisture, obviously, in it after you've washed it. But the first thing would be to fill the pond up.
The reason why I ask is I asked, I can't remember the guy's name.
Bill Stanton?
No, worked for your company. Bob? He was out at the Bloom site, the first meeting in February. Brian Iverson.
And then
he discussed, you know, he said maybe it'd be, you'd start out with like 10,000 gallons. I mean, so this plant and like R&J's is totally different then?
No.
Capacity wise?
No, typically what you're going to do is fill the pond right away to start with, so that you have a full pond to start. I'm not sure where Brian was coming from on that. That's probably what you would need to start as a minimum, but you're going to want to fill the pond. And that can be done over a fairly lengthy period of time, because if you built the pond to start with, you can be filling the pond while you're constructing the rest of the plant.
So gallon-wise, then, how many?
I'd say it's about 3 to 4 million.
Okay.
And then the wells just make up whatever.
Yeah, then the well just makes up whatever ends up getting shipped out.
How much loss do you have?
Typically, when the sand comes out of the wash plant, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15% moisture. But what we will do is it'll be stacked on a pad, where we'll reclaim water off of that. Once the sand is washed and you get all the fines out of it, it drains fairly quickly. So typically, by the time it leaves, it's going to be 4 to 5%, somewhere in there. What you want when it goes into the dry plant is basically at 4%.
That's moisture content.
Would you say between 10 and 15% out of the ground, the moisture is?
No. That's what it comes out of the wash plant at.
Yeah, because I think out of the ground it's like from 3 to 10 or 3 to 8%.
Correct.
Roughly.
Correct.
Ron, Joe, you got any other questions? What was that
one contact you wanted to know about?
By the way, I think what he said was 500 tons an hour,
you?
What they're looking at. I just want to make sure I said. It's something less than that, but up to 500 tons an hour. It's closer to 200?
I think it'd be nice to know how much you're
doing. Right,
he's doing the math right now, so.
Who's doing the wetland delineation?
I forgot the individual's name. It's a company out of Wisconsin.
Jim Devlin?
No, DNR will not do wetland delineation. Jim Devlin works for Wisconsin DNR.
How about Dan Hant? Helsel?
No, he works for DNR. Okay. The DNR is not going to do the wetland delineation.
Okay.
They'll come and review it.
They'll review it, but yeah, they won't actually do the wetland delineation.
And when do you think that will happen?
The field work was done last week. It usually takes 2 to 3 weeks to put that report together. So I would say in another week or two we'll have it.
Okay.